Hi everyone. Now I will give a talk about multiple background models for speaker verification. And the authors of this paper are Weiqiang Zhang, Yu Xiangshan, and Jiang Liu. And I'm a friend of Weiqiang Zhang and Yu Xiangshan. My name is Liang He, and I will give you this talk. In fact, this the idea between this paper is relatively simple. I think all of you can understand it clearly. Now let's begin. Here, this is the content I will give. First, the introduction. In this introduction, I will give why we propose these ideas, and this is also our motivation. Second, we will investigate the vocal track length rule to speaker recognition. And then to prove our ideas, we will do some experiments, and then we give experimental setup. Finally, VTL-based data selection and multiple background models are proposed. And now, at last, I will give a conclusion. First, the Gauss mixture model, universal background model, is a typical speaker verification system. Especially for these decades, the state-of-art system such as joint factor analysis and nuisance attribute projection is based on adapt GMM UBM as its basic structure. And the most important role in this basic structure is UBM. And we think a high-quantity UBM is supposed to represent the speaker-independent feature distribution. And there are two methods to guaranteeing the quantity of UBM. First, we train on MISC data. That means we pull all the data together to train a universal UBM. And second, we try to train the gender or channel-dependent UBMs. But there may be there are other approaches. First, let's look at vocal track length. The speaker variability extensive length in many aspects, such as speech rate, speech volume, emotion, vocal effort, and so on. But the major differences between the speakers is due to the difference between their average VTL. So in speech recognition, vocal track length normalization is also used to obtain speaker-independent features. Now here is the usually used frequency warping function is the equation below. This is the original frequency, and this is the warped frequency, and this is warping factors. This warping factors is the value we want to get. But unfortunately, there is no closed expression for this value. So we use this equation to get this. And this is warped features. These are warping models. And the range of this value is 0.88 to 1.12 with step size 0.0802. Now I will give the experimental setup, the data. All the experiments were carried out on NIST SRE 2006 corpora in cold test condition and in cross-channel conditions. The UBM training data were selected from NIST SRE 2004 one side. There are about 116 utterances and SRT 2003 and SRT 2002 corpora. There are about 500 utterances. Now this is the feature we use. We use MFCC, central mean subtraction, feature warping, dirt acceleration, and the triple delta are used. So we can get the feature with 52 dimension. Then HLD is used. The final dimension of the feature is 39. Now, this is the finger of VTL distribution. We present this finger just not want to industry, the difference between male and female. We want to focus on this. Please notice that the value is the value arranged from this. If we use this value to divide the data to train UBM, maybe we can get a better UBM. So the data set participation, we divided UBM training data into 8 disjoint data sets according to the warping factors. For example, database first, the warping factor is 0.88, and we have 183 utterances. Now, this is the whole structure of our proposed multiple background models. I think this structure is very similar to GMM-UBM. The only thing different is this. In GMM-UBM, there is only one UBM, and in this, we have a UBM pool. During map adaptation, each UBM is adapted to generate unique speaker models. And the UBM and the speaker models are formed a pair. During the test framework, and the utterance is scored by UBM and the speaker GMM to give the log-likely ratio score. Now let's look at some results. This is the baseline performance, and we use gender-independent GMM-UBM system. The EERs for the full test conditions are about 10%. And then we divide data in two, and we use gender-dependent UBM. The results, if the gender of UBM and the gender of condition are matched, then the performance are slightly improved. But if the cross-gender conditions, just like this and this, we can have very bad results. Now, this is the VTL-dependent UBM. From this table, we can see that for female condition, UBM 2 gives the best results. And for male condition, UBM 6 gives the best results. Now I will give some comments comparing the UBM 2 results for female conditions and the UBM 6 results for male conditions with the baseline. We can find that a UBM with far less but well-selected training data can obtain even better performance than the UBM with all the training data. Now, let's return to this figure again. We can get the score output of this, but there is one thing left, that is filtering. For a test utterance, each pair can produce a log-likely ratio score just like this. MBM can obtain a score vector. We can use score filtering method to obtain the final results. When we talk about filtering and calibrations, we often think about FOCO, and that's really powerful tools. But here we just want to some simple method. First, average method. We just use average, but please look at these figures. The results is not very good. And then we use maximum likelihood method. We use the UBM, which the log likelihood is maxed as the final score, but the ER we get is just so-so. At last, we use minimum likelihood ratio method, and it gives the best results among these three methods. Then there is a question arise, why the minimum that gay ratio methods give the best results. Unfortunately, we haven't known the exact reason. Intuitively, the speaker we try to give an explanation. Intuitively, the speaker GMM likelihood and the UBM likelihood will both increase if a matched test utterance is encountered. This is just, we try to explain this, but we don't know the reason. We calculated the means and the standard deviation of likelihood ratios for SIE 2006, which is pair, and we plot the finger. It's just like this. I have to say that this finger is not the reason of this sentence. We just want to know why. Now we give the conclusions at last. In this paper, we first investigated the VTL-based criteria for UBM training data selection. Experiments showed that the UBM trained with selected mean VTL data was better than the UBM trained with all the data. Based on these findings, we further proposed a multiple background model system. In other words, using multiple speaker GMM and UBM pairs for speaker recognition. Through minimum likely ratio theory, the proposed method can improve the performance evidently. But there are still quite open questions. Why the minimum likelihood ratio method gave the best result? Is just a coincidence? We really don't think so, but the problem is under investigation. Whether the techniques improve the state of the art systems, for example, if the GFA system and the NAP system use our UBM, the performance can be improved, we don't know, and we didn't do the experiments. How to lower the computational cost, and this is another question. Finally, I just talking about, thank you.
Okay, we have plenty of time for questions. Are there any questions?
That's better. I'm sorry, it wasn't clear to me exactly how you were choosing the, you had multiple UBMs, how were you selecting what was in each UBM?
You mean the choosing method?
Yes, so you had multiple UBMs
yes.
which were built on
different
data sets, so I missed how you decided what went into each UBM.
I think this fingers, the warping factors is different. And we use the, if the, for example, the if the warping factor is 0.9, then this is, we select this data to train the UBM. When this is one data set and this is another data set. During the enrollment and the test and the VTL of the train data and the test data are not extracted, they are just scored by 8 UBM and the speaker GMM pairs.
If I understood correctly, I think he's using all the UBM simultaneously, and then just he changed the way he combined the scores of the different UBMs to the final score. But he's using always the all UBMs. Any more questions?
Hi, will you let us know why you use VTLN for speaker clustering? I mean, you may have many other methods, and if you assume that you are using, you use a gender-dependent UBM, VTLN may not be the best.
Yes, I know that's a question. In fact, there are really many methods to select data, and I think VTL is just one of them. We just one of them, and there are open questions. There may be other methods to do this.
I have one last question here. Here, hello. Just one question. You have used a vocal tract length normalization to select the population for the building the different background models. You could also use those techniques to select appropriate cohorts for normalization, looking for speakers which are more close to the claim speaker. Have you done any experiment comparing using different background models or different population for normalization with vocal tract length?
Pardon, I can't. Pardon.
Yes, I'm just asking if you could if you have tested also the vocal tract length normalization to select cohort sets of a speaker for normalization of the score.
You mean? I don't know. I don't know what you ask. And you said it again and slowly.
Okay, he's doing a very hard work. He's just the friend of the author, he told us, and I think it is very nice. You did that for your colleague. Thank you very much, and we'll move to the next speaker. Thank you.